I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. As immigration agents continue to fly more of the thousands of migrants camped in Del Rio, Texas, to other processing centers or back to their home countries, state troopers have created a miles-long steel wall of patrol vehicles lined up to discourage more people from crossing the Rio Grande into an encampment under the Del Rio International Bridge. As many as 15,000 migrants, many of them Haitian, have crossed the river seeking asylum in recent days. But on Tuesday morning, that number had shrunk to an estimated 6,200 camping under the bridge, according to the Val Verde County Sheriff. Texas Governor Greg Abbott credited the steel wall of Department of Public Safety vehicles with stopping more migrants from crossing the border. A panel of Texas Third Court of Appeals justices expressed skepticism of an argument from Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawyers on Wednesday that he is exempt from the state's Whistleblower Act because he's not a public employee and a case against him should be thrown out. Former Paxton deputies in the Office of the Attorney General claim in a whistleblower lawsuit that they were fired for reporting alleged crimes by Paxton to law enforcement. A lower court denied Paxton's motion to dismiss the case in March. In October 2020, 8 senior aides in the Attorney General's office accused Paxton of abuse of office, bribery, tampering with government records, and obstruction of justice for his involvement in legal matters relating to Nate Paul, an Austin real estate investor and Paxton political donor. Within 7 weeks, all 8 officials had either resigned or been driven out of the office. They're seeking reinstatement to their positions, as well as compensation for lost wages, future loss of earnings, and damages for emotional pain and suffering. The appellate justices recessed Wednesday without issuing a decision. Texas is being sued over its new law barring social media platforms from banning users over their political views by 2 trade associations that represent some of the industry's biggest online companies. NetChoice and the Computer and Communications Industry Association, which represent Google and Twitter, among other companies, filed a lawsuit Wednesday asking a federal judge to block the law. Under the law, which was passed by the Texas legislature and signed by Governor Greg Abbott, social media platforms with over 50 million monthly users in the U.S., a threshold that includes Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, must publicly report details about content removal and account suspensions biannually. The platforms are also required to establish an easily accessible complaint system where users could flag violations of the law. The law was passed in response to an outcry from Republicans over what they call an anti-conservative bias among tech companies. The law was passed in response to an outcry from Republicans over what they call an anti-conservative bias among tech companies. The issue culminated after the January 6 insurrection of the U.S. Capitol, when Twitter purged more than 70,000 accounts linked to the dangerous conspiracy theory group QAnon and permanently banned former President Donald Trump for inciting violence. This fall member drive, the Texas Tribune is trying to find 500 new readers to support our journalism. Are you one of them? Support our nonprofit newsroom at texastribune.org/give. Your gift will help us unlock $50,000 in matching funds from the Lowy Law Firm. Donate and double your impact at texastribune.org/give. That's texastribune.org/give. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Hobby School of Public Affairs, American Healthcare, What is Myth and What is Reality? Join the UH Hobby School of Public Affairs for an interactive discussion dissecting myths from truths regarding healthcare in America. For more info, visit festival.texastribune.org.